It's nice to have a good song and also to dedicate our time to the Word of God, and also to say that when he comes with trumpet sound, him be found. What an expectation is that? What a great assurance is that he will come as he promised. In the meantime, as we are occupied in things that we are doing this evening, I pray that the Lord will give us help to search few thoughts from the scriptures. Shall we turn to Book of Mark, Gospel of Mark, chapter 5? Mark chapter 5. We'll read from verse 1. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of Gadarenes, and when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him, and always at night, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus coming from afar, he ran and worshipped him. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. He cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Also he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. Thank you, Lishma. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us to the swine, that we may enter them." And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid, and those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from the region. We read a few more verses. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends. Tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, how he has had compassion on you." Verse 20, and he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis and all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you because your word is so powerful and comforting, strengthening, even to the gravest losses and uncertainties and difficulties in life. Yet, Father, we know that you can use anyone which the Lord changed from inside out, that none can see the change, but they all can testify that the real power of the Lord Jesus Christ was manifested even in a grave situation like this. We thank you, Father, for helping us to read your word and to concentrate on what you have in store for us this evening. For we ask with thanksgiving in our Lord Jesus Christ's blessed name we pray. Amen. If you think about a small skit or a piece of drama, it always starts with the plot and the development of the plot, and then the climax, and then the anticlimax. But if that's the case, this part is almost like a skit where everything starts so abruptly, and everything with such a kind of commotion and so with such a force that the whole thing is showing in such a climactic way. And it is so amazing that demon-possessed people are people wanted to avoid. Nobody wanted to go near a demon-possessed person. I have witnessed a couple of them in my younger days, face to face with one guy, and it is scary because their eyes are very scary when you look at them. They are very, very uncertain, and they are also uncontrolled. We cannot deal with them as we think, because unless the Lord of hosts specially empower a person, by our own strength, we cannot deal with them. There are people who are gifted by God in the past and even today who can deal with this kind of situation. One of my uncles from my maternal side, he was a gifted man to deal with the demons, the people who were demon-possessed, and he took several days of fasting and waiting, and we will also get the company of a few more believers, and they will go in a group to deal with them. So it's a very scary situation. It's not anything like we can take it very lightly. In a situation like this, this person was a terror and a fear for not only for his family, but probably the entire area. He was staying in mountains, in hills, in tombs, and he was almost like he was chained several times, but he cut loose all of them and he got out from there. And he cut himself and crying. And when he saw Jesus, look at what happened. The verse says, when he saw Jesus afar, he ran and worshipped him. This is one of the few occasions that even demons or demon-possessed people worshiping him. What an amazing power of the Son of God is demonstrated. He did not say anything, but the guy running towards him and almost cried out with a loud voice and said, what I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God. He make a request now. I implore you that you do not torment me. He already knew that his time is so limited now, and he was now imploring him, requesting him, don't send me out of the country. He also noticed that this person was not only possessed by one demon, 6,000. A legion at the time, according to the Roman system, a legion was 6,000 infantry men. So look at the pandemonium this guy was going through. He had to deal with 6,000 evil spirits in one person. No wonder they wanted to hang around in that area, and they did not want to go out. So he was requesting the Lord, please don't send out of the country. He make a special request here. He answered, my name is Legion, for we are many. He begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now, a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, send us to the swine that we may enter them. Jews are forbidden for eating pig's flesh, you know, but either these people were business-minded who were nothing to do with the Jews, or maybe some Gentiles running this business, they were having these swines with them in that area. And these, all of these demons, you know, just because God gave him permission to go out from this man, and they entered these pigs. And what happened after that? They all ran steep into the mountain. They all got drowned. It looks very clear that they all need an agent, you know, to survive or to operate. And that's why they requested them to send us to this swine. That is the nearest escape for them. And that's what happened. And they all got drowned. And then such a kind of a fear in that area where people who saw this, most likely disciples of the Lord, and also people who were running this business, they were probably might have been there, and they got scared, and then comes the request. Because they are scared what happened, and also concerned about the financial loss and the property loss, they wanted the Lord to go away from that place. Verse 18 reads, and then, sorry, verse 16, and those who saw it told them what had happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. When the Lord Jesus got into the boat from there to go to the other side, look what happens. The request comes from this man. He begged him that he might be with him. I just thought about this verse for a few minutes and see what a genuine and an honest request, you know, that I wanted to be with you, because he's entirely a different person. He's demon-free, and he has got so much of peace, comfort, quietness in his life. All what he desired was to stay with the Lord Jesus in the boat. The request was flatly refused. The Lord says the Lord did not permit him, but he was given a responsibility, and that's what it is. Now, however, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. This is one of the neat commission a person received in such a way that from being a demon-possessed person, he was given a great task. I was wondering what kind of a transformation is that happened to this man. Decapolis is a group of 10 cities who are Greek-influenced cities. And look at that. This man was given the charge to go and share this good news to those 10 cities. We have seen also several instances, you know, that the Lord Jesus in his earthly ministry, dealing with people in need, most of the cases people was asking for help. 10 lepers were crying out in loud voice, Son of David, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. We need to be cleansed. They were crying. Lord Jesus healed them, asked them to go and show them to the priest. And they, on their way, found that they were healed. And there was a blind person somewhere else, you know, who asked for, Son of David, have mercy on me that I need eyesight. So things like that, there were several things happened in the Gospel of Mark. But this is one of the rare occasions where this person did not ask for any help. The Lord, in his infinite mercy and kindness, felt pity on this man and set him free. Not only that, the thing is, setting him free is great, but he was given a very attractive, wonderful job, and that is, you go and testify your God's faithfulness to you, to your friends, and also to all the area where you belong to. I am pretty sure that this man have any difficulty to go and reach out to anybody, because he himself is a great encouragement for several people when he go around and tell about the Lord Jesus. So we can notice that in our prayer request, you know, in our bulletin, we have got a lot of prayer requests. Most of them are requested by others, and there is nothing wrong. That's the way we should do. Whenever we need help, spiritual help, physical help, healing, we need to let others know to pray for you. That is great. But would it be great if, without even asking, if the Lord decides to heal you? There are cases sometimes it happens. No matter what is the reason for this man's demon possession, Lord Jesus was least bothered about that, but he showed compassion and mercy and kindness beyond human grasp, and that is what happened to this man. Even in the same chapter, we see another person. If you look at verse 25, a woman with the issue is healed. A certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was not better, but rather grew worse. This person sought help from physicians. And it says that it grew worse even after getting all the help physically, medically. It got worse. She did not ask for help, but all what she desired was to touch the garment, the outer garment of the Lord Jesus. Somehow in that busy crowd, she managed to get closer to him and touched his garment, got healed. As soon as she got healed, the Lord stopped and asked, "Who is that person? Touched me." And this woman came, such a fear, terrified, but she said that, "I was the one who did it." Look at what happened to her. It says, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Verse 34, and he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." She had at least a faith that by touching him, she would be healed. She did not ask for help, but she had faith. This demon-possessed man had none of these. He didn't have faith. He did not have anybody to ask to the Lord. But Lord himself saw the miserable condition of that man, reached out to him, healed him. Not only that, gave him a great task to testify God's loving kindness to wherever he could do it, and he did it. You know, some of the prayer requests that we have, you might have noticed that we pray sometimes for a long time, sometimes years. And to our shock and dismay, sometimes the person for whom we prayed pass away, and that is the end of their life. Did the Lord hear? Did he not hear our prayer? Or did he refuse our prayer? Not at all. God's wisdom, his way of dealing with human being, his own people, is different from person to person. But one thing we can take it for sure, that we all belong to him. Even the ungodly people, they also belong to him. Any person going through calamity, distress, loss of life of the family or anybody or any crisis in life, it is a great encouragement to know that the Lord knows what is going on with everyone. Natural tendency is that we worry, we are anxious about the outcome. When sickness comes, worry and anxiety definitely will come. And we just spend days and days worrying about the outcome of the disease. of the sickness. What the Lord says in the scripture, that do not worry. Not only that, by worrying yourself, you know, you are not going to solve the problem. You are not going to add an inch to your life. It's enough for the day's burden. The tomorrow will take care of itself. That's what he says in Gospel of Matthew. So we can take it for granted that anywhere we see that God's healing works, not necessarily that we fulfill all the requirements, you know, to get healing, but he will have compassion on anybody who seeks help. Seek ye first his kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Sometimes even a mustard seed of faith may not be there in our hearts when we pray. And we should confess that our faith may be so meager, so little, but never mind. Not because of any good in us or any good in any one of us that he heals us or he will solve the issue that we deal with, but because on the merit of his loving kindness and his mercy. And I am really thankful that this demon-possessed man not only released from the demon's influence, but he was given a great task of testifying God's faithfulness. In fact, he evangelized 10 cities, and that was a great task that was given to him. Thank God he can change any lost case like this. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the many instances in the scripture that Lord Jesus loves sinners. Not only that, he loves to heal. He loves to raise the brokenhearted. Our Lord is the greatest encourager, life giver. Thank you, Father, for strengthening our walk with you in the past. Thank you for answering our prayers in the past. We also thank you for the unanswered prayers as well. In your perfect wisdom, perfect timing, you deal with us in the way that we need to be dealt with. In the meantime, Father, we pray that we count our blessings one by one and give you thanks and to be occupied in everything that you give us to do. Forgive our inadequacies, Lord, our lack of faith, our lack of dedication, lack of purpose. We pray, Father, that as we have sung, when he shall come, oh, may we be found faithful as he comes. His oath, his covenant, and his blood support me in the well-being prayer. Thank you, Father, for the great assurance that you are with us even to the end of the age. We give you thanks. In our Lord Jesus Christ's blessed name we pray. Amen.